Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Do Crohn's disease symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help. At 12 weeks, rapid symptom remission was achieved in most patients taking Tremfya, and some experienced visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Explore what's possible and ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, here's a question for you. Are you a funny woman? Well, if you are, entries are open to the annual Funny Women Awards. What are they, you may ask? Well, to explain, we've got Val Troy, comedy writer and Irish producer for Funny Women, and also Barbara Scully, writer, broadcaster, and now stand-up comedian.
I've completely lost the run of myself, haven't I?
now, Val, you've been doing it for a while.
Well, I made my stand-up comedy debut just before I turned 50. I know I don't look a day over 51. So I have, and I've kind of evolved into comedy writing as well. And like the great thing is that I find as a woman, there are no barriers to entry into the stand-up comedy here in terms of open mics or writing or whatever else. But that hasn't always been the case. And Funny Women was set up more than 20 years ago to address exactly that, to encourage and include women in the comedy industry, which at that time was more or less dominated by men, but it has changed enormously since then. And I think organisations like Funny Women have helped.
Yeah, now, how did you know you were funny?
Well, as I always say, the voices in my head always made me laugh. And back in the day, I was an accountant. And I think we can all agree that accounting is the ideal springboard into the comedy industry. So I suppose I would always consider myself more witty rather than telling jokes. And I say, I probably don't even tell jokes. I just think we tell stories.
Were you the interjector around the dinner table saying a quick line and everybody laughs?
A little bit super witty the biggest problem is I think it's something super funny to say about 3 days later. So you just, the key is to be as quick as you can.
But nowadays, as a professional, you write it down.
I do. I write it down and I rehearse it. And I just make sure if it's funny to me, and I think, you know, my sense of humour isn't so obscure that there isn't an audience of people who would find that funny. And thankfully, not everybody finds the same thing funny. So there's loads of scope within the industry to make people laugh.
I have in my head a line delivered by someone famous, but I can't remember who delivered it. When I told them I was going to be a stand-up comedian, they all laughed. They're not laughing now.
That's true.
I love that.
So tell me, how did you start? I mean, I've heard you on radio, of course, many, many times over many, many years.
Yeah, comedy and doing stand-up was never on my wish list or my to-do list or any of that. As you know, I wrote a book back in 2022, which was called Wise Up, which was a light read. I think you found it quite entertaining yourself. After that, I met Val and her also comedy writing partner, Orla. And one day they rang me up and said, would you meet us for coffee? There's something we want to talk to you about. And they were setting up the first Funny Women show since COVID here in Dublin. So I'm all for women supporting women. I thought, this is great. And they told me all about it. And I was like, this is great. I assumed they wanted me to help them to promote it. And so I said, yeah, what can I do to help? And they said, well, we'd like you to take part. And I went, absolutely no way, 100% not.
But you're never stuck for a word.
No, I know. But I dip my toe into in inverted commas, performance. It wasn't quite acting. It was kind of delivering a thing I'd written on the stage in Smock Alley a couple of years ago for a charity thing. And it frightened me so much. And I did three nights in a row. And I remember a professional actor who was on the stage as well said to me, "Oh, Barbara, once you do it and you get the applause, you'll love it." I came off stage feeling I had survived a multi-car pileup on the M50 and I was still alive. I didn't enjoy it. So when they said, "Will you come on the," I said, "No, I'm not doing it." Anyway, they bullied me, Pat. And in the end, I said, OK, I'll do a reading from my book. I'll pick something funny and I'll do a reading from the book. And I forgot about it until the day. And on the day when I had the running order from Val and I knew there was three comedians before me and then there was me and then there was another two after, I thought, I can't stand up like the parish priest at Mass reading the notices. Yeah. I can just read out of my book. I'll kill the vibe. So I scripted something to deliver, which was about smear tests. A great source of hilarity.
Good, absolutely.
And it went quite well, Pat. And I got bitten by the bug. And I suddenly realised that being able to make people laugh is brilliant. And it's also a great way to get a message across. So I'm still on my mission of telling women in particular that getting older is not perhaps what they think it's going to be. It's a lot better.
So this is the theme of your show.
This is the theme of my show, which is called Older, Bolder, Wiser. And it is about looking back on some of the anecdotes from my own life, because some of the things about being a woman, particularly if you're my age, I'm 63, you know, we grew up in a strange country at a strange time. And then I talk about getting older and how wonderful it is. And now, yeah, sorry.
Your audience is mainly women?
It would, Pat, be mainly women. I like to think, you know, it's like, what's her name? Joanne McNally's mammies. Yeah, yeah. They're giddy. They're as giddy as hell. And a room full of women is always great. But at every single show I've done, I have had men. A couple
and
of brave men.
And you pick on them.
No,
don't
I don't. I don't really.
I bet you do.
Picking on men. Well, in a general place. But as long as you say.
I can imagine if you're talking about menopause or perimenopause or something, there's a couple of lads there.
Yeah.
And but you'd be looking down them saying, "You know little enough about that, don't you?"
Listen, there was a man who was, I think, the woman who came, I think it was her grandfather, not her father. He was very elderly, who came to a recent show. And he sat at the back of the room and I was worried about him. You know, I thought, I don't know whether this is his, you know.
Let's face it. Football is a game of risks. Whether it's calling a trick play on your own five or bringing kale chips to a watch party. And while taking crazy chances like this occasionally may pay off, taking big, unnecessary risks can mean real trouble, especially when you're gambling. So always know the odds and what you're getting into. Want more tips on how to keep gambling fun? Go to keepitfunohio.com, where you'll find interesting quizzes, fun games, and lots of effective ways to keep your gambling in check.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thing at all.
And you were afraid he'd die laughing.
At the end of the show, I went up to him and I said, "Are you all?" He was there with his pint. And I said, "Are you all right? Were you all right during that?" And he said, "I had a great time. I learnt loads," he said. "Learnt loads." So the men who come along learn loads.
Yeah, because you have, when I listened to you on with Moncrief, a waspish side to your personality.
Waspish, Pat.
Waspish, yeah.
Waspish. Yeah. I don't know if I have a waspish. Do you know, you get to a certain age, Pat, where you don't
take prisoners.
Yeah, you kind of, you know, you don't have the same kind of patience for dealing with what baloney that you would have had maybe when you were younger. And you also have a degree of urgency as you get older, because you realise, you know, the clock is ticking down. If I want to do something, now's the time to do it. So all of that, waspish, I think waspish is a bit harsh.
It means you sting from time to time.
I might do a little bit, but I like to think I call it as it is.
Now talk to me, Val, about this enterprise, which is to find the funniest woman around.
Yes, well, the Funny Women organisation has been on the go for 20 years, and kind of the centrepiece of that has been the Funny Women Awards, which have been on the go equally as long, but there's probably not as much awareness of the awards and of funny women in Ireland. And I suppose the purpose of this is to increase awareness for that. There's been incredible winners of the Funny Women Awards over the years. Catherine Ryan, Sarah Millican has been a finalist, Roisin Connolly, Sarah Pascoe, like incredible career comedians in the UK. But we've never had an outright winner from Ireland. And that's why I'm trying to increase awareness of it. And the sort of the stage award is the centrepiece of it. But there's also awards for filmmakers and screenwriters and so on as well.
So how do people enter? How do they?
So all the information is on the website, funnywomen.com. And the key awards is the stage award. And we'll have heats for that in Dublin for the first time since COVID, which is incredible. And for the stage award, you need 5 consecutive minutes of your stage act. And what we're trying to do is to encourage people and to be inspired by people like Barbara, who maybe haven't done this before, who are great storytellers, who can entertain people around the dinner table, to maybe consider taking their act to the stage and see if they can entertain more people. There's award for screenwriters and awards for short filmmakers and for content creators as well. So it covers the broad medium of comedy. So whatever your area is, there's an opportunity for you to enter.
Now, some people are quite proficient at making people laugh online. You know, on TikTok or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a different thing doing it live on stage. So if you want to enter this and you know you're going to be in a heat, where can you kind of get practice?
Well, there's all around the country, not just in the large cities, but in the large towns as well. There's lots of opportunities for open mics. But in Funny Women, what we're looking for is, like, we're not looking for high-end productions. Your entry doesn't have to be recorded in a comedy club. You can record it yourself at home in your living room on your smartphone and open it up. Because the key to it is, it's free to enter, and we don't want any obstacles or any barriers in front of people to enter it. So as long as we can see you and we can hear you, and you're funny, and you're a woman or a female identifying performer, we'd love to hear your content. Enter round one, nothing bad can happen. And there's a series of regional producers across the UK and Europe and here in Ireland. And our role is to help people, to try and introduce people in a really supportive way to the comedy industry. And maybe people who haven't entered before, because it's all about new and emerging voices as opposed to the really established, experienced people. And look, like Barbara, you'll never know what's going to happen unless you do it. And as I always say, what could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
As I always say, dignity is over. Overrated. And, you know, I took the view.
That's a good line. Dignity is overrated.
And I just felt that in my case, I would rather do it and fall on my face rather than not do it and regret it forever. And I thought, you know what, if it's not funny, it's not funny. Because, you know, bad comedy can be funny too. And I'd be the type, I'd be in the nursing home going, Jesus, do you remember the time I did the stand-up comedy back in the day? But honestly, it was a game changer for me. It's put me on this pathway. I've met incredible people. We've had Deirdre O'Kane and Emma Doran and the Dirtbirds on our show. Amanda Brunker made her stand-up comedy debut at our show, and you're not going to get that anywhere else. And we've sold out our Funny Women shows in the main room in Whelan's over the last couple of years. And hopefully after the awards, we'll be back again. And we've encouraged people like Barbara.
Are you entering, Barbara?
Oh, well, I might. I think there's every possibility that I might. But I think also just to add to what Val said, like a lot of times when you hear these competitions, you think they're for young. Emerging always means younger. Like, you don't need to be younger. That's the great thing about comedy. Mm. You can be whatever age you want.
One last point I want to ask you. And sometimes when I see women who've been around a while and they use... No, I mean, they've been around on the circuit a while. Okay. And they use the F word, and it kind of just makes me, I don't know what it is. And I've heard people use the F word forever,
yeah.
Male comedians. There's something that, I don't know why it doesn't sit well with me.
Well,
Am I being kind of old-fashioned? You are a bit.
Because it's one of the things that sometimes worries me, depending on the venue you're in. But like throwing the F word in does give a little
throwing
boost.
It in is throwing fine, it you know, because yeah. Its effectiveness is its rarity.
Exactly. Yeah. No, throwing it in is fine. And I would throw it in a reasonable amount in my show. Can I just give a plug to the next two shows I have? So this Friday, I'm in Wexford at the Wexford Arts Centre, and I'm very much looking forward to that. There's still some tickets available from the Wexford Arts Centre. And I'm really excited to be bringing my show home, Pat. I'm looking straight at you now. Dunleary,
the Pavilion.
No, the Purty Kitchen. Yeah, the Purty Kitchen.
I was there at a wedding the other night, actually.
Were you? It's a lovely venue. Married, and you can have food there as well before the show. And so that's the 20th of June, and there are still tickets available for that. The links for all the tickets are on my website, barbarascully.com, or on my Instagram bio.
And funnywomen.com is where we find
all the details. Everything you need to know on funnywomen.com or on my socials for Val.Troy. Everything is there.
All right. Thank you very much both for joining me. Barbara Scully, writer, broadcaster and stand-up, and Val Troy, comedy writer and Irish producer for Funny Women.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.